Hallelujah. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. First Corinthians 16:15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Heavenly Father, thank you today for your loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank you for the Spirit and the presence of God I've already felt in this building. I pray that you would touch our hearts, our lives, and our souls by the hand of God. Thank you for what we have already felt. Would you bless the preaching of thy word? Thy word is blessed. But would you anoint me and help me to preach thy word this morning and touch the hearts of this precious people. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I have never, thank God, I'm here to tell you, thank God, never, ever took any drugs. Never have. And other than, of course, you know, prescription stuff, Lisinopril and stuff, for some blood pressure and stuff. But, you know, thank God, never was on drugs, alcohol, and I thank God for that. And so I may not be able to preach this as well as some, but I believe I can preach it today because I've seen a lot of people that were addicted. And the Bible said here that Stephanas was addicted to the ministry of the gospel. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I've never been addicted, but I'd like to be addicted to the ministry of the saints of God. You know, I found that for people, for addicts, there's one thing that controls their life, and that's getting a fix. Yeah. They got to get a fix. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, brother, they got to get that fix. Well, you know what? I got to thinking about folks whose lives are broken by sin. And what they really need is they need the master. They need to get addicted to the gospel. They need to get addicted to the Bible. They need to get addicted to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because I want to tell you, brother, woo, getting addicted to the gospel can fix your marriage. Yeah. And then getting addicted to the gospel can fix your heart. Hallelujah. And then getting addicted to the gospel can fix your soul. Hallelujah. Woo, getting addicted to the gospel can get your fix done for last. Amen. Addicted to the gospel can fix your desire for alcohol. Getting your fix of the gospel, or getting addicted to the gospel, will heal your fix for nicotine. I want to tell you, brother, the word of God and the power of God is all the fix you need. We need to get addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. My buddy here, Brother Justin, God love him, that over a year ago got saved. He was addicted to that wacky weed, marijuana, grass, whatever you call it. Amen. He had to have that fixed. When he got home from work, he had to get him some of that marijuana. Amen. Had to get some alcohol. Had to get some of that tobacco. I'm going to tell you, brother, when you get this life, you need it. The gospel is all the fix you'll ever need. It'll fix your broken heart. It'll fix your troubled soul. It'll fix your broken marriage. It'll fix your troubles. My God, we need some men and women that are addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Woo! Say, preacher man, woo! I just did a situation. Amen. Where I just feel like I just gotta have a cigarette. I just feel like I gotta have a chaw on the jaw. I just feel like I've gotta do whatever. Hey, let me tell you something. Whatever your addiction, whatever's driving you down, whatever's got a hold of you, I'm gonna tell you, get enough of Jesus. You get addicted to the gospel. It'll be all the fix that you'll ever need. It'll break the chains. It'll break the sin. It'll break the dependence. It'll make a new man or a new woman out of you. Hallelujah. tell you, brother, we've got a nation that's in a mess. When you realize that in Colorado, 12 more people killed, 59 more injured, I guess. Oh my God. Woo! Do you hear me? You go to Sheets. I mean to tell you, can sit there and watch them carry case after case after case after case of beer out. Are y'all still here? They haul it out of Martin's. They haul it out of Walmart. They haul it. Come on here now. I tell you, we got a nation. Amen. They just got to get their fix. They got to have their Budweiser. They got to have their wine. Are y'all still here? Come on now. My God, they got to have their television. They got to have their daily dose of the garbage of hell. I want to tell you, brother, I got fixed about 30 some years ago. I got an addiction to the gospel. I got an addiction to Jesus. I tell you what I got to have. I got to have another message. I got to have another touch. I got to hear another song. I got to have another touch of the Master's hand. It's the only thing that fixed my addiction. Hallelujah. Justin yesterday afternoon. Brother Darren answered. Want to talk to my daddy? Yeah. Said he's outside. I said, okay, we're going to get him. Woo! That's why Brother Justin picked up. What are you doing, Brother Marquis? I said, oh, this here's the church. He said, I'm just out here walking and praying. Woo! I'm just walking and praying. You know what it is? He's got an addiction. Come on here. I said he's got an addiction. He's got an addiction to prayer. He's got an addiction to the touch of God. He's got an addiction for the power and the longing and the love and a cry for the love of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I've met a lot of people, knocked on a lot of doors, found a lot of folks whose lives were messed up. Some on drugs and heroin. I think about poor Butch Powell, Betty Lou, died down there in a trailer in Martinsburg, trying to get him another fix. I said, trying to get him another fix. My buddy Jackson visited him a week tomorrow, miss him in the jail. Oh, what happened, Jason? I got hooked on that alcohol. I didn't tell you, preacher said I didn't tell you. But he said I was hooked on marijuana too. When the kids would go to bed, I'd smoke me a bag of that green grass, that green stuff. I had an addiction. What did get him? It got him locked up in jail. His wife and children are going to be homeless here about come Friday. Oh, my God. Woo! But when I got to talking to him, he said, I got to hear what he told me. He said, preacher, I got to read that Bible. He said, all the answers I had, all the things you tried to tell me. He said, they're right in that Bible. Woo! Come on here now. My God, he's been trying to fix his addiction for God with drugs and alcohol. He's been trying to fix his addiction with the garbage of this world. But there's only one thing that fixes a broken heart. There's only one thing that fixes a longing soul. There's only one thing that can fix the hunger that is inside. And that's the touch of the Master's hand. Hallelujah. Come on here now. Oh, glory. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. We got a world. Some of you right here today have got a spouse. We've got loved ones. Every one of us here. We've got loved ones who are hooked on drugs, alcohol, lust, pornography, whatever. Hey, but they've got an addiction. Are y'all listening to me? I said they've got an addiction. What it is, there's something inside that's crying out for deliverance. There's something inside that's crying for peace. But the Bible said the wicked are like the troubled sea. When it cannot rest, there is no peace. My God saith there is no peace to the wicked. I want to tell you, if you want a fix for your addiction, if you want something that brings peace inside, you've got to get to an altar. You've got to get get a touch of the Master's hand. Come on here now. It's the only one that can fix your addiction to the powers of sin. They have all these clinics all across America. If you're an alcoholic, you go to AAA. And you can spend the rest of your life going to meetings. Hey, or AA, whatever it is. AA, Alcoholics. You go to meetings for the rest of your life and get up every meeting and say, I am an alcoholic. I haven't drank for a year. I haven't drank for 2 years. I haven't drank for 3 years. But I'm going to tell you what, if you come to Calvary and get the fix of the cross, somebody help me. Come on here. If you can come to Calvary and get a touch of the Master's hand, I tell you what you can do. You can stand on your feet and say, I was an alcoholic. I was a drug addict. But I have been set free. I have been liberated. I have been made a new creature by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. I was. Oh, hallelujah. I was. But I've been touched by the hands that were hanging. Oh, I feel the Lord. I've been touched by the hands of the Master. I've been liberated from the powers of sin. I've been made whole by the blood of the Lamb. Shadow behind the hook of my side. Woo! And whom the Son sets free. It's free indeed. Come on here now. It's time you stood to your feet. It's time you turned your back on the devil and said, listen, devil, I'm done with the addiction to sin. I've got an addiction to the gospel. I've got an addiction to the cross. I've got an addiction to the Bible. I've got an addiction to holiness. I've got an addiction to the power of God. Hallelujah. He is not a way. He is the way. He is not a truth. He is the truth. Woo! He will not give you some life. He is life. Woo! I am the way, the truth, the life. Come on here. The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10 and 10, but I have come that you might have life. Yeah. Woo! I have come that you might have life. Yeah. Could you say tonight or this morning, I have come that you might have life? Say life with me. Woo! He come to give you life. Take your sins. Take your death. Take your penalty. Take your punishment. Take your destruction. Take your addictions. Take the chains of sin. Liberate you. Give you a shout. Give you a song. Give you a dance. Give you a hallelujah. My God, make you addicted to the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You take someone that's bound by alcohol. They go by that old beer joint. Whew. Old power sin pulls on. Huh? Y'all here?
Yeah.
Come on now. Glory. Hallelujah. I can say, take someone hooked on drugs. My God, get around somebody, they can smell that old stuff. You know, they smell it, they can know it, they can tell it. You can know it, you can see in the eyes, you can tell it. You know, I don't know that much about it. You've been in it, you know. I tell you, I got this terrible addiction, Sister Betty. I hear there's a revival going on. I want to go. I'm tired. I'm worn. Why don't you stay home? I can't help it. Woo! I gotta go. Hallelujah. I gotta go. I gotta go to church. Hallelujah. I gotta hear the word. Oh. Yeah.
I got to hear the word of God. Hey. Come on here now. My God. I got to hear a little singing. I got to see a little shouting. I got to do a little running. I got an addiction. I want to go to church. I want to worship God. I'm addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, the Bible said in the book of Acts, these were not drunken as you suppose. He preached on, we're not near as drunk as we're supposed to be.
Yes.
He said, we're not near as drunk as we're supposed to be.
Like you, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost.
Glory. I tell you, I get the idea, we're not near as drunk as we ought to be. We're not near as enthused as we ought to be. We're not near as addicted as we need to be. We're not near as caught up as we need to be. My God, we need an addiction of the Holy Ghost. We need an addiction for love of God. You know, they have what they call casual users. Just every now and then, they get drunk. Every so often, they get high. You know, just have an addict. He's got to have it every day. Yeah, that guy that's on heroin mainline, he's got to have it every day. Yeah, he's got to have it every day. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. I think most of us have got a casual addiction to the gospel. I said we got a casual addiction to the gospel. We come if we feel like it, stay home if we don't. Woo! We flop our posterior in the seat and say, shake the preacher if you can. Move the preacher if you can. Huh? I'm going to tell you something right now. If you've got an addiction, oh, come on here. I said, if you've got an addiction, you come in, you say, I ain't leaving till I get a touch. Glory, I'm not leaving till I get a fix. I'm not leaving till the Holy Ghost moves. I'm not leaving. I've got to have a touch. I've got to have an anointing. I've got to have His presence. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Tell you something about an addict. They will pay whatever it costs to get their addiction satisfied. Huh? Oh, glory. Oh, come on here. You know why some of you don't have what you need? You're not willing to pay the cost. Preacher, you can preach all you want to. I'm not going to quit this. I'm not going to quit that. You can say all you want to. I'm going to do what you want to do. But just remember this. If you want to get the fix, if you want to get the touch, if you want the power of God, you're going to shuffle aside the world. You're going to lay aside the weights. You're going to lay aside the sin. If you get this fix like you need it. Woo! Oh, I'll never get rid of that. I'll never stop that. Yeah, you may not. You'll never get the fix you need either. You'll spend the rest of your life as a casual. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when I got saved, brother, I laid her down. I walked in the choir director's office, and I told him I wasn't singing no more. I was 17 years old, and I went to a public high school, and I told the choir director, I ain't singing no more pop songs. Woo! Well, we can't change for you. Well, then I guess you'll have to take me out. Hallelujah. I've got an addiction to the gospel.
Woo!
I said, I've got an addiction to the gospel. All right, come on here.
Some of you wonder why. I don't know why I can't feel it. I'll tell you why you can't feel it. You sit up half a night watching television. You spend half your night watching baseball, football, basketball, and you wonder why you can't feel the touch of God. Because you've got an addiction to sports instead of an addiction to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. For today, we are holding this church, aren't we? Woo! Huh? Wonder why I can't feel it, preacher. I tell you exactly why you can't feel it. You burn your love novels and burn your filthy magazines. Somebody say amen or old me or call under the seat or something. Turn the filth off Hollywood and get your knees on the ground. Get your eyes on the prize. Get an addiction to God. Come on here. Get an addiction to prayer. Get an addiction to the power of God. Hallelujah. You feel it too. But you've got an addiction to sin and not the Lord. Brent, me and my boy went down to Brother Timmy Simmons on Friday night. Give me a few more minutes. I'm going to shut down here. I'm about done, but not really. Went down there. He got to testify. There's an old woman in his church. She had COPD. And he went in. She flatlined. They thought she was gone. Called in her six daughters. They came from Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Frederick, Richmond. I think one came from Georgia. One came from Delaware, I think it was. Anyway, so they went up there. They was tearing her down. That church you go to, ain't nothing but a cult. That preacher you got, he's just a cult. All that stuff you don't do and all that stuff y'all won't do anymore, y'all just in a cult. So, I guess he got too much of his father or something in him. Mother one, I don't know. I'll let you decide that. But he woke up, I think he said Wednesday morning. He said the Holy Ghost fell on him. And he got his Bible. And he walked in the hospital room. And there was her daughter who was married to a Muslim. Sharif. His name was Sharif. Over here sat another daughter. One that told her mother he was in a cult. He said, I walked in the door. He said, I didn't say a thing, but he said, I looked that old Muslim in the face, and I said, sir, I want to tell you, this word of God is God's only infallible word of truth. The Book of Mormon, the Bible of the Mormons, the Bible of Jehovah's Witness, and he named one of the other cults, the Bible of the Muslims, he said, is nothing but a fake imitation of the real. This is God's real inspired word. Turned around and looked at that other woman and said, let me tell you something. We're not a cult. Amen. You preach and live, but you live the same thing your mother used to live. You've just backslid on God and lost your touch for God, but he's still right. He said, now let's pray. He said, now let's pray. My God, if you got it, you're not ashamed of it. If you know the truth, you're not ashamed. You don't have to hang your head. My God, you can shout it up from the housetops. It's God's word. Hallelujah. I got a call from Sister Hunter on Friday. She said, Brent, you're not going to believe it. Said, my daughter from Massachusetts just called me. Said her husband, that Muslim man, said he told her on the way home. Said, ma'am, said that preacher's got something that I ain't never had. He said, the next time we come to your mother's, we're going to his church. That mother daughter called me and said, mom, said, I'm sorry. Said, you're exactly right. I used to live exactly. We was raised on that. It's the truth you tell that preacher. Keep on preaching it. Hey, come on here. My God, give us some men. Give us some women that are addicted. I said addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ and not ashamed of it. You will lay aside sin. You will lay aside the world. You will lay aside your pride.
If you want the fix of God's gospel. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, glory to God. And I like this. I like this. I want you to hear this now. An addict is never satisfied. I said an addict is never satisfied. I don't care how much you give them today. They got to have another fix tomorrow. Glory, glory. I'm going to tell you how I am, Brother Justin. Woo! I don't care how much I get this morning. I want another touch tonight. Glory. Brother Bruce, I don't care how much I get this morning. I got to have some more. Come on here. My God, you get this right. You need it. You'll never be satisfied. You'll be hungry. You'll be thirsty. You'll be crying. You want more and more and more of the gospel. Hallelujah. Woo! Satisfied in the sense that my friends are forgiven. I'm satisfied in the sense I've got a peace. And on the other hand, I've got a hunger for more of God. I've got a hunger for another touch. I've got a hunger for some more of God's Spirit. I've got a hunger for another drink. I've got a thirst for another drink from the fountain. I've got a desire for another move of the Holy Ghost. These men have addicted themselves. Woo! Like you need to be. Okay. We're going to have a church. If this church is going to make it, or if any church in this nation is going to make it, there's going to have to be some saints that get addicted to the ministry of the gospel. Stephanus didn't claim to be a preacher. He was just a lay person, but he got addicted to the ministry of the saints. Whew. Are y'all still here? Give me somebody with an addiction to work for the Lord, that wants to work in a nursing home, that wants to work in jail ministry, that wants to work in missions, that wants to work in revival services, that wants to work in the bus ministry. My God, give us some men and women who've got an addiction to serve God with all their heart and all their mind and all their soul and all their strength. I don't care if you're teaching a class, if you're leading a song service, if you're working in the children's church, if you're just doing it to be doing it, do us all a favor and get out and quit. Come on to church, let me preach to you. But if you've got an addiction, you've got a love for little children, and you've got a love, amen, for souls and hearts, and you're just the one that needs to be right there. My God, we need some men and women who will pray through to an addiction to the gospel, an addiction to holiness, an addiction to the ministry, an addiction to the power of God, an addiction to the power of the Holy Ghost, that where you can't live without another touch. You can't live without another Holy Ghost service. You can't live without another breath of God. You can't live without the presence of the Holy Ghost. You need to be addicted to the power of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. And I pray, oh God, that you would touch our